don't know how much you can take out of this game. Individual performances.
Individual performances? Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of, you know, a lot of guys played well, I think. You know, whether it's consistently throughout the ball game kind of remains to be seen. But I think the answer to that question would probably be also yes. You know, there's things to correct. Probably, you know, I don't think that, you know, they played, you know, as well as they're capable. You know, I thought they were, you know, I don't know, it's just traveling or, you know, whatever it was, but I know they're a better football team than that and didn't play as well as I know they're capable of. So, you know, that kind of goes into the equation as well. But, yeah, we did some good things. I thought defensively, we, you know, what was impressive to me is, or important to me, is that we came out defensively, got three consecutive three and outs, you know, which has been a little bit of a nemesis. We were good on third down. You know, we did give it, you know, the score we gave up was the result of a miserable play on our special teams. I thought our special teams, you know, took a step back today, probably took ourselves for granted a little bit and shouldn't have. And offensively, you know, same thing. Offense went down, scored three consecutive times, I believe. And so we were, I mean, we stayed on schedule, let me put it that way. So I thought we played okay.
Both Byron Pringle and Duke Shelley didn't play. Any reason in particular with those guys?
Because I didn't put them on the field. You know, hopefully they'll be ready to go next week. I'm banking on that.
Any update on Dalton Risner?
Not yet. I mean, I think he's going to be all right. I just don't know how quickly we'll get him back.
Coach, you always say you take what the defense gives you. Last week it was a pass. Today you came out running the ball. Is that, did you want to establish the run right away?
Well, again, it's not a matter of wanting to establish the run as much as it is, you know, trying to find out what they're doing. And I thought we had a pretty good picture of, you know, what to expect. And, you know, we anticipated that, because I think I mentioned this to you on Tuesday, they were kind of a heavy blitz team, and indeed they got into that pretty heavily and played heavy fronts against us to defend against the run. So, you know, it was kind of picking and choosing the things we wanted to. I was pleased. You know, the significant part of the game was I was pleased with our ability to run the ball against, you know, teams that are kind of, or not teams, but schemes that are stacked against the run. And I thought we were reasonably productive with that, so I was pleased about it.
Coach, Kendall gets the pick six and scoops up the fumble for the touchdown. Is he starting to become kind of the defensive leader that you're really looking for out of him this season?
You know, from a leadership standpoint, he still has some work to do, but you know, as far as stepping up and playing and making plays like he did today, I thought, and it's not just, you know, the turnovers that he was invested in. It was just, you know, how well he played the other facets of the game as well, and for the most part played well.
Coach, what pleased you so much about Dusty Ertz today?
You know, same thing. I thought he, you know, handled everything well. He his execution was good. He threw the ball reasonably well. Once again, probably the same number. I thought last week there were three plays that he'd like to have back, three throws, and I think the number was the same this week as well. Overall, you know, he was Jesse. Played well.
You had 47 plays last week. This week you have 74. Were you happy with that number of reps that you got with your offense?
Well, you know, we enhanced our possession time. I'm not sure what we had, 34, 35, 6 minutes, something like that. And that's what we need to be able to do. Now, competition is going to step up here pretty quick, so that's not always as easy as it, as I'm trying to make it sound. But, you know, I was pleased. And again, it goes back to the initial three drives by our offense. I mean, they were, it was somewhat methodical, really. You know, I hate to say that, but truly was. You know, move the ball down the field, ran most of the time. But that's what we need to be able to do, and I was pleased that we did.
How would you assess the 2 week cumulative effort of the offensive line play?
I think, you know, until we had some difficulty with our twos, you know, late in the ball game. I thought our ones played well. For the most part, there were a few execution errors that I'm aware of right now. Find out a lot more after watching tape. But, you know, overall, I thought they did well. I thought the protection, pass protection, was pretty good. So we got our assistant tight end coach here, and we didn't get the ball to the tight end today, so I'll get chastised for that.
Coach, after these two games, do you think these guys are ready for the first road test next week?
Well, ask me, you know, in 7 days and a few hours. I don't know. I'd like to, I hope so. You know, I'd like to think that we made improvement in the areas that we needed to make some improvement, but we uncovered some other things that have to be addressed. That's ongoing. That's going to happen throughout the season. We'll see.
It seemed like you also got a longer look at some second string guys on defense today. Was there anybody on that side of the ball that stood out to you?
Well, yes, Elijah Walker. You know, I just like the way he plays. You know, he doesn't hesitate. He'd get up and hit you. You know, he'd be equally as comfortable as a linebacker as he would a free safety. And I like the way he's coming along. Done a nice job.
I just want to ask about A.J. Parker, who got to play quite a bit today, what you saw from him not only today but leading up to this.
Well, you know, I've been impressed with A.J. in a lot of different ways. You know, caught my eye first on special teams and then on defense, and we moved him up through the ranks defensively, and he's really, you know, he practices well, you know, and he has great instincts, you know, as well. You know, he made a couple of breakups today that, you know, normally you don't see guys do, and how he was able to react to thrown ball and knock balls out of hands of receivers after they caught the ball. I mean, it just takes a special knack, and he's pretty perceptive young guy and athletic, and does a nice job.
Coach, last week you guys kind of struggled in the running game. Today you get five different rushers with five touchdowns. Alex Barkley for 99 yards. Were you pretty happy with that part?
You know, I have to watch the tape again to really see, but I think so. And, you know, that's you know, if somebody's running the ball pretty well, there's a whole bunch of guys up front that are probably making that happen. And, you know, if we ran it well today, then there were some guys up there that helped it happen. But I did think, I thought that Dalvin did a nice job again today. I thought, you know, Mike had, you know, a nice run that he got the touchdown on. You know, Tyler's done a pretty decent job. So I think our depth was apparent, you know, to a certain degree today at that position.
Coach, what have you seen from Nick Kaltmeyer's play in practices leading up to today's game, and realizing you aren't going to watch the tape?
Well, Nick is a, you know, he's a pretty athletic young guy for an offensive lineman. He just needs to learn, you know, what the game's all about. You know, he's still young, doesn't get all of it, you know, and I think when he does and learns all the things that he's responsible for, you know, from a fundamental standpoint, he's a pretty good player. He can, you know, one-on-one, that type of thing. He does a decent job in practice, just has a lot of things to still learn about the system and schemes, all that.
How would you grade Adam Holtor's play at center for the two games?
You know, again, that's so hard for me to comment on. I mean, that's the hardest position on the field to see from where I stand. But, you know, there are a couple of snaps in there that, you know, a certain type of blocking schemes that we have where our center or guard, one of the two, has to come off for, you know, a linebacker that penetrates very quickly, and we missed a couple of those. But outside of that, you know, I thought he did well.
In the preseason, we talked about the depth at wide receiver. Dalton Schoen was not necessarily one of those mentioned prominently. Has he surprised you, and what does he bring to your team?
Well, you know, a great deal of consistency. That's what you say about slow guys, right? They're consistent. He's not all that slow, but comparatively speaking with other players that we have, you know, this doesn't run with quite the speed. But, you know, he's very perceptive. He, you know, he understands how to process information. He reads defenses very well. He understands how to get himself open, and consequently does a nice job. And he is a little quicker than I might allude to.
Has he surprised you at all with how much he's contributed?
Nothing surprises me. Too old for that.
Coach, you come off these two games, and now you guys are getting ready to go to Vanderbilt. What did you just maybe tell the guys in the locker room as you kind of look toward this next week and going on the road?
Told them the same thing you just said. That's who we have to play next week. You know, and it, well, I guess to take the humor out of it, you know, and I think I've mentioned that in here before. You know, when you're getting ready for that very first ball game, you know, it seems like it'll never come. You know, for players anyway. So they had ample preparation time for the ball game. Then you turn into a new week, and now you're into the season, and your preparation time is very, very limited. You know, we can't do anything on Sunday with goofy rules, and we've got, you know, we try not to have to practice on Friday, so you got, you know, a limited amount of time, comparatively speaking. And I think that's what kind of what happened. You know, our guys going into this ball game were kind of, wow, it really happened so quickly. The same thing is going to take place throughout the rest of the season, bar one open date. And in this ball game, the preparation for this ball game, a lot of that time is spent traveling, and we got to go halfway across the country. And so it eats up, you know, a substantial amount of time as well. So, you know, we've got I guess my point is, you know, that I told them today is too late to get started. I mean, they've got, I know they want to enjoy the what's left of the weekend and all, but, you know, we've got to get started, you know, right away, right now on Vanderbilt film and all that goes along with it.